Today's scripture lesson comes from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. And that about wraps it up. God is strong, and He wants you strong. So take everything the Master has set out for you, well-made weapons of the best materials, and put them to use so you will be able to stand up to everything the devil throws your way. This is no afternoon athletic contest that we'll walk away from and forget about in a couple of hours. This is for keeps, a life or death fight to the finish against the devil and all his angels. Be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get, every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is essential in the ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out. And do not forget to pray for me. Pray that I'll know what to say and have the courage to say it at the right time. Telling the mystery to one and all, the message that I, jailbird preacher that I am, and responsible for getting out. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, I ask that the words of my mouth and meditation of our hearts will be acceptable to you, our Father, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
You know, we don't really think about this, but we are involved as the body of Christ in spiritual warfare. And the problem is that many of us Christians don't even realize it. And the reason why the Christian church is losing the battle with the devil day by day is because we're not aware of what is going on. Something John Wesley said, the founder of the Wesleyan movement, was what one generation tolerates, the next will endorse. And this is what has happened within our society. And a lot of Christians, we don't realize that our enemy is out there and we're fighting our spiritual lives every day. A fight for our spiritual life. And we find times when we have doubt, we have struggles, we have challenges, and we have that fight going on within our lives. And it's a fight with the very real Satan. Douglas MacArthur, one of our greatest generals, once said, "In war there is no substitute for victory." Well, the statement is doubly true when we're talking about spiritual warfare. And we find ourselves as the children of God, right in the middle of this war, and God wants us to be victorious. First thing we've got to do is to prepare for our attack. Unlike any other war in history, this one is a spiritual war. And Rob, thank you this morning, Robert, for doing such a wonderful job reading Scripture. We used the Scripture this morning from the Message, but I'm going to share now from the New King James Version, verse 12 of Ephesians, chapter 6. The spiritual war. "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against those spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places." The body of Christ. We are in a war. And we may not be able to see bullets whizzing by our heads. We may not hear gunshots everywhere. We may not see or hear bombs exploding. But we have a real war that is taking place to take us down and to take the body of Christ down. Churches are fighting. People are fighting. The Methodists are fighting. We as the body of Christ need to realize that's all the devil's work, grabbing hold of the body of Christ. And we don't know it. We don't recognize it sometimes. and the bombs are going on. There's a war going on. This war is being fought in our homes. It's being fought in our families. It's being fought with our children. It's being fought at the schools. And it's also being fought within our hearts. That's why all of us have to be prepared every day to do what is right and to not fall into the trap of going in a wrong direction. Just because this war is not visible, it does not mean that it's not real. If we don't believe there's a war going on, just listen to the news every day. Listen to what's taking place in the world, in our community, the murders in our community right here in San Antonio. Look at the rapes that are taking place, the robberies, the terrorism taking place throughout the world in places where we never thought it would happen, right here in our own land. There are things that are happening. Drug addiction, child molestation, rotten things that are all part of a war. A war that is something that creeps its way into the body of Christ. Ephesians 6, verse 12, is we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against a powerful spirit. Every Christian is in this war. We've got to fight. And we've got to be ready to rumble and to get out there and to fight that and to fight what the devil is doing. We are in his army. You know, we these days, it's a bad word to use the word army or to use certain words. But you know what? We are the army of God. One of the greatest missionary programs out there is the Salvation Army. And what does the Salvation Army do? They feed more people. They help more people. They save lives. And God forbid they're called the Salvation Army. I bet a lot of people are offended because they use that word. But you know what? They're changing lives. We are in a war. And you and I, this family, we are in the army for God. We're the family. We've got to get ready to rumble. God not puts salvation in our hearts, but as we go to our scriptures, he also puts a sword in our hand. When Paul came to the end of his life in 2 Timothy 4:7, he wrote, "I have fought the good fight." He instructed his young helper Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:12. He says, to go out and fight the good fight. We are called to fight the good fight. And there are some of us sitting here right now wondering, what the heck are you talking about? We're not at war. That's why many of us feel like there's no war going on, because it may not be affecting us. Or maybe we're not seeing it. Or maybe we have blinders on and we want to hide and not recognize that it really is taking place. But it's there. We're being attacked. And the devil wants us to think, oh, everything's cool. Everything is calm. And by doing these things, we don't realize we're really caught up into it. I think also we don't think it's going on, maybe because many of us are caught up in the ways of the world. The reason he gets along so well, we think everything is going so well, we're just traveling along with him. We may not realize it. Sometimes it just happens in our lives. We cannot straddle the fence in this situation. We cannot be like Switzerland and not take a side. We've got to take one side or the other. We've got to take God's side or the devil's side. We've got to be one or the other. C.S. Lewis said, there's no neutral ground in the universe. Every square inch, every split second is claimed by God, but counterclaimed by Satan. It's a reality, friends. Our next point is we are to know the enemy. General Douglas MacArthur said this, in order to prevail, you must have knowledge of the enemy. The greater the knowledge of the enemy, the greater potential of victory. When a business goes into market and to have a new business come into town, they do marketing, right? You ever notice when you drive around town, you see cellular towers. We see them everywhere now. They have to be every 3 or 4 miles apart because of the way cell phones work. But do you notice now that where every tower is, there's another one right next to it? If not, there will be soon. Like a business, when you find a Circle K come in, They do marketing. They know the market. When a grocery store comes in, do you think this Walmart came across the street by accident? No, they marketed, they planned, they know the community. They know the habits of the area, they do research. The body of Christ has to do the same thing to beat the devil. We've got to know what he is doing to beat us. We have to be aware of our enemy. We have to know what's taking place. We have to watch. We have to be aware and know who our enemy is. And then from Ephesians 6:11, New King James Version, we are to put on the whole armor of God. That way we can stand against the wiles of the devil. The wiles, the tricks, his deceit, his trickery, his maskings, his gimmicks, his schemes, things that will take us down. We need to be away from the schemes, trickery, and deceit of the devil. Many people ignore the devil. Some make fun of him. Some think of him as a mythical figure, like the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus. I didn't know Santa Claus was mystical. I thought he's real. That's right, Grandpa and Grandma. So. I want to say right up front, in front of y'all, I'm not ashamed to believe in a personal devil, just as I believe we have a personal God. I'm always wary of those who see a demon under every rock. But you know what? They're out there. Years ago, I had a lady bring a tape recorder into the radio station that was not recording properly, and she was doing a ministry on the radio. And we pulled it apart and found the relay was bad, a little closure relay that kicked the thing to go into record back in the days of relays, which is an electronic device. It's a switch that closes with voltage. And she came back in and said, "What was wrong?" I said, "Well, I just replaced the relay. It was worn out." "Oh, it was the devil that did that. The devil did that." And I said, "No, ma'am, the relay wore out. It's like the battery on your car. It's going to wear out. But you know, here's the thing. When your battery starts to wear out, what do? We trade the car in." There you go. Oh, I like that. "We got a new battery, right?" Oh, man, I wasn't ready for that one. We need to avoid being extreme, is the point I'm getting at. We're thinking, crazy things are going on. But we also have to, in verse 12, is be ready for battle against the spiritual host of wickedness, which is in heavenly places. It tells me that he's a spiritual being. And not everything spiritual is good. Shouldn't surprise us that we are in a spiritual fight. It's a spiritual fight for our lives. And we're not going to win the war against his power without the power of God. We're not going to win the war against his power without the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit. These from our scripture this morning, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 through 16. You see, he's afraid of these things. He's afraid of the power of God. And he's afraid when we put on that armor of God. Because when we do that, then that chases the devil away to go try to find someone who is weaker. He is a spiritual enemy. And we go to find out in our scripture that this war is against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of the age. I want to say on one hand, we don't ever want to underestimate the power of evil. We don't want to do that. But we also have to remember we cannot handle it on our own. We need to work together. We need to be combined as a joint force, as the body of Christ, as the army of Christ. That's the only way we're going to defeat him, the power of the devil. Don't think we can do it, because if we try to do it ourselves, he will defeat us every time. We're also told in verse 11 that we are to stand against the lies of the devil, against the deceit, against the trickery. The Living Bible translated, "Watch out for the tricks of Satan." And he is a master of deception. The devil has been deceived, has been deceiving us into things, the way we think about what he would look like. You know, we'd be surprised if we saw the devil in person. You know, it's Halloween and we see little kids running around with horns and pitchforks, and they're looking for a little devil to run around and poke anybody who's bent over. But that's not what the devil is. The devil, if he was here in person, he'd be very handsome, very deceiving, be somebody we'd want to follow, somebody that would transforming into the most beautiful person that there is. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, he says he transformed himself into an angel of light. It's about deception. It's about making us think it really isn't that bad. About fooling us. And then before we know it, we're caught up in this trap. If we could see him in bodily form, we would be shocked to see what he would look like and how gracious and kind he would be. The devil is interested in darkness and wickedness. The devil's interested in taking us down. You know, we said God loves us so much and has such a wonderful plan for us. But then we got to think of it this way, that the devil hates you and has a wicked plan for you. Mark this down. He is doing everything he can right now to take us to hell. And if we're going to heaven, he wants to make our life miserable. God wants us to be happy and holy. Satan wants us to be depressed and dirty. And if you're not saved, he'll do everything he can do to make sure you go to hell. And if you're saved, he's going to make sure everything he can do to help you lose your salvation. As I talk about the devil, I realize that many of us, we can be intimidated because he is powerful. But we need to remember this last point. Paul says in Ephesians 6:11, we are to put on the whole armor of God. Put on the armor. Keep our armor on. Be aware at all times. Be alert at all times. Be careful of something that will take us down a path of destruction. Be careful about some of those people we hang out with. A few weeks ago, in the message, I spoke about how sometimes we have to choose who we hang out with. And sometimes we got to have the guts to stand up and tell someone, I love you, but you know what? Maybe I don't need to be hanging out with you, because they could take us down a wrong path. The devil works through families. The devil works through people we know. He works through the TV. He works through the radio. He works through businesses. He works through everything that's out there to take us down a road of destruction. He is powerful. He is intimidating. But remember, the last point is this, that we can beat him. We can beat the devil. You see, we got to be ready for us not to be sucker punched. We want to give him a sucker punch. And in our weakest moments, to be careful to not be deceived. James said in James chapter 4, verse 7, resist the devil and he will flee from you. But you know, there's not one single verse in God's word that tells us that we are to run from the devil. The Bible says that we are to flee temptation. The Bible says we are to resist the devil. And we are to flee from sin, because if we do that, he will flee from us. We've got to be ready to rumble, get into a fight. We've got to be able to realize, we've been thinking about when, not what the devil can do to us, but what we can do to him. We're going to find out because of the Lord Jesus Christ and his death on the cross. Because of the awesome power of the Holy Spirit, and because of the armor of God, it's a war that we can win. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.